Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Good morning to each and every one of you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here live with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference, the Vision Praise. Now, come and go with us as we go back through those doors and join with the International Ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you. Brother Wilson, Lord, bless the Lord, and I pray a special financial blessing on this precious woman in the name of Jesus, that you would be with her, you would help her, that you would bless her, that you would bring her out in the name of Jesus. Oh, I praise you and thank you for all things. Thank you for the great blessings that you're bringing upon her. Oh, God, and look on Ben Sigby. Oh, we just thank you for what you're going to do, Brother Ben. Oh, make a way out of the way for him. Hey, God, thank you. So ultra phenomenal. We give you the glory and all the adoration. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Thank you because you do exceeding and abundantly above all we ask or think.
Thank you.
Bless. Thank you for the anointing I feel on this line right now. And the anointing is present because you sent it to do a work.
Yes, hallelujah. Bless
touch. In Jesus' name. Thank you for Sister Gina, God, and bless her, I pray, in a bountiful way. And her request for Mother Ernestine Riley. Oh, God, you know where she is. Bless her. Help her, Lord. And I pray that you see her through any storms that she's going through. We just praise your holy name for what you're doing for her now. Thank you for Mother Riley. And let us hear a voice on the line. Again, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, for Sister Charlotte Gray, oh God, who's been an inspiration, we pray that you touch her and help her. Thank you for, Lord, furnishing that hot water as we prayed and ask you to do so. Oh God, you know how to do things better than anybody in the whole wide world. You know how to look on Sister Castile and how to bless her and whatever she's going through, how to take her through and bring her out victoriously. I thank you because victory is ours. Victory today is ours. We told Satan, binded him, and we cast him out in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind because victory today is ours. Oh, God. And thank you for Lady Guy. How can we ever forget her down there in Florida? And for Sister Prophetess Elect, Ambassador Elect, Prophetess Gail Stitt, who brought her wonderful name on the prayer line. Look on Lady Guy down there in Florida. Oh, God, supply her every need. Bless her ultra awesomely and supply her every need. Now, God, I don't ask you much. I just normally thank you for everything in advance. But God, when I ask you for something, I'm looking for you to do it. I don't bring requests to you often. I don't ask you for anything for myself. But I am asking, Lord, that when I ask you for something, please honor it. And I'm asking you if you would, please, sir, as humbly as I know how, asking you to do this, these things that I'm asking you. For I ask you properly in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you also to look on Jennifer, her family, and look on her, Lord, up there in that, I believe, New York area. Touch her and bless her. Help her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for Ambassador Pfeiffer, that would you would bless her whole household. Brother Pete, bless the whole household. In the name of Jesus and her guest, Barbara, amen. Look on her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. We give you that number as we leave for the blog line. Your prayer line is the same line as we're on tonight, today, rather. But the blog line is 646. You know, 646. 646, then 595, then 2035. Let me repeat it one more time. 646, 595, 2035. And y'all would be amazed at the people that are coming on the blog line. Amen. Sounds like the first fruits. Amen. People giving God praise and adoration and thanking God 1,000 times. If you need a miracle, if you've got 15 minutes or 20 minutes at the most of giving thanks and praise, you ought to join us on there because it will get you a miracle. Until tomorrow, God bless all of you until tomorrow. We thank God for you and give God praise and glory for you. Amen. He's back here tomorrow at the same time. Somebody want to say something? God bless you.
I did.
Whatever you're going through.
Mother Digby, I did get my letters off yesterday.
Thank you, Mother.
And Battle Pfeiffer, I also got mine off. God bless you. It should be there tomorrow.
Amen. Thank God. All right. Now, let me just take a moment here to give you all that address if you want it again. Amen. How to write. Created a network now to help people who are incarcerated. God's doing so much. My God. But if you want to help and send your letter off for those, for Thomas Betts, this is Mother Johnson's grandson, amen, who's incarcerated. If you want to help, let me give you that address. Get your pen ready. I'm going to give it to you. There are two addresses, one for the attorney and one for the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles. Let me give you the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles first of all. The Texas Board, B-O-A-R-D, of Pardons, P-A-R-D-O-N-S, P-A-R-D-O-N-S, and Paroles, P-A-R-O-L-E-S. Why am I doing that, spelling those things? Because it's extremely important that when you write somebody, do not misspell their name. I want to say it again. When you write somebody, do not misspell their name. That's the Board of Pardons, P-A-R-D-O-N-S, and Paroles, P-A-R-O-L-E-S.
Breaking up,
Dr. John. C401, Austin, Texas. And the zip code is 78711-3401. Again, that's 78711. -3401. God bless you. I'm going to give you that second address in just a moment. I want to thank God for you on the blog. I pray a special blessing on you. And God will give you an ultra awesome blessing. Amen. Many of you shall receive it this day. I'm not over timing. God does it when he wants to. But I'm asking him if he would let many of you receive it this day. An ultra awesome blessing. God bless all of you on the blog line.
Stephen, can you repeat the address? You broke up.
Right. Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles